This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Business is booming in downtown Greeley, with businesses there benefiting from increased activity driven at least in part by Downtown Development Authority programs. I am talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about the trend and what business owners are saying. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Erin.
So it wasn't really that long ago that people were talking about a decline for downtown Greeley. How many new businesses are we talking about right now, and what's the time frame this has happened?
Erin, vacant storefronts are filling in, with 30 new businesses arriving since 2011 and a net new gain of 58 businesses since 2008. This according to Pam Bricker, president of the Downtown Development Authority. These days, only 9 buildings out of 83 total spaces are vacant.
So how does this activity then translate into sales tax revenue for the city?
Well, sales tax revenue is up slightly across Greeley. Retail sales tax revenue is up 3.9% year-to-date in February over the same period last year, with the city receiving $3.3 million in new taxes, up from $3.22 million in the same period last year.
So what has the DDA done to help create all this extra activity?
Local businesses attribute the progress to a new initiative that focuses on the area between 3rd and 18th Streets and 5th and 12th Avenues. The initiative, developed with Progressive Urban Management Associates, or PUMA, capitalizes on the entertainment and dining assets in downtown Greeley and seeks to attract UNC students and entrepreneurs, among others. Also, downtown business advocates are making efforts to entice entrepreneurs. Landlords Bob Toynton and Dan Wheeler have offered tenants graduated lease payments so that early rents are low and then rise after the business has had a chance to establish itself.
Makes sense. So what kind of programs have launched out of this plan?
Well, among the initiatives is a popular outdoor drinking program launched last summer known as Go Cup. It is Colorado's first common consumption zone. This zone allows patrons to take alcoholic beverages outside participating restaurants while shopping or watching plaza entertainment on specific nights.
Right. We have actually covered the Go Cup program here back when it launched. Has it translated into success for downtown businesses? Have they seen an increase in sales from it?
Absolutely. The Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant, a 17-year veteran of Greeley's downtown, saw increases in revenue of more than 10% because of the Go Cup nights. On the program's kickoff night during the 2012 Greeley Blues Jam, the Rio set an all-time sales record, according to manager Shannon Hayhurst.
Well, not all the businesses in downtown Greeley are located within the DDA boundary. I'm wondering, what about those businesses that don't get all the benefits of these programs?
Yeah, a good example is the distillery Syntax Spirits, which sits just outside of the DDA boundary. Syntax owner Heather Bean is hopeful that she and newcomer Wiley Brewing, which is opening in the space next door at 625 3rd Street, will be able to replicate the success Fort Collins's Across the Tracks businesses Odell Brewing Company and New Belgium Brewing Company had with luring patrons outside of what is traditionally considered downtown Fort Collins.
Maybe something like the success that allowed Crabtree Brewing to move from that location to its new home closer to 35th.
Yes, hopefully similar success.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.